T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So we just found out who's going to be the representative for the Browns' second and third round picks for Friday night. And it's going to be Carl Nassib, former edge rusher and part-time banker. I will say one of the best things to come out of the Hard Knocks series was Carl Nassib trying to explain basic like savings and basic finance to a room full of football players.
That was great.
That was
pretty simple stuff.
I will say, it says Browns legend. Okay. All right.
I mean, I still get emails from the Bills legend group.
You know what? Carl Nassib is a Browns legend. Better protect myself here.
Yeah.
Well, it's so funny because Carl was so good in Tampa Bay. I think of him as a Buccaneer. He had like 2 or 3 seasons where he was like.
Did you win a Super Bowl with him?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Because remember, he also went to Oakland. He went to the Raiders for a minute. Let me check here. I'm checking. Pause.
He did not.
Keith is correct. And yeah, 25 and a half sacks in his career. Not bad. Not bad at all. So Carl Nassib will be announcing the selections in the second and third round for the Browns on Friday night. And obviously, you and I talked earlier. I think everyone is expecting a quieter night from the Cleveland Browns, as they don't have a number one pick. I know how the Browns traditionally have, and again, it's not because of this, the Browns always find a way to steal somebody else in town's thunder. Like, how many times were we like mid-sentence of finally getting to a Guardians topic, and it's like 6:05 on a Friday, and it's like, this coach is fired. Like, the amount of times in my career I've been so jazzed up to talk about the Cavs or Guardians, and some sort of Browns breaking news that nobody expected just completely put a kibosh on the rest of the show. As a matter of fact, I believe when the Deshaun Watson trade was announced, when it was like came out, I want to say Bull was in the middle of talking about the Guardians. I want to say,
yeah, I think he was.
Yeah, so like, I there's something. Maybe it's my FOMO and just coming out in one way or another. Maybe it's my fear of missing out, and I really want the Browns to be a player tonight. But like, I just think it'd be really funny if like Cavs, Magic, it's like a 3-point game with 6 minutes to go, and Greg Newsom gets traded for a second rounder. I think that would be a really, or honestly, and this is not going to happen because I don't think this is value, Greg Newsom gets traded for like the 27th pick in the draft. That would, and then every, because here's the thing, if the Browns traded for a first round pick tonight, I don't know how they'd get one. I'm now just playing out this scenario. If the Browns traded for a first rounder, and let's say they did it before the end of the Cavs game, I think it would be, because again, tonight, a lot of people, I heard the morning boys, talk about the fact that the Browns don't have a first round pick makes it almost easier for you to choose between the Cavs and the Browns, or the Cavs in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
6 minutes ago, it'd be wild if the Browns traded for that. At that point, I think it'd be on purpose. I think it'd be intentional. They're just trying to steal thunder. That's what I would think. So with that, The Athletic put out their NFL projection model. So basically, it's roster pre-draft pre-draft roster rankings. And I thought it was interesting. One, they have the Steelers 22nd in the NFL. Here's the thing. The answer in Pittsburgh is still the same thing. It doesn't matter how good the roster is. Mike Tomlin is a magician. Mike Tomlin's going to scare a bunch of Pittsburgh Steelers into winning 10 games because he's just like that. This is who he is. So, like, yes, I agree. It's a bottom 10 roster in the NFL for the Steelers because you have...
It's not bottom 10.
It's not great. It's an
bottom 10?
It's an okay offensive line. It's a bad secondary. It's good defensive line or good pass rush.
They've got decent receivers. They got a running back I love. And they have a pretty good defense, Nick.
I think they've got a pretty good pass rush. I think that's the only thing that might be a lead on the whole team other than Tomlin.
What about the secondary?
No. Okay. No. They've never. I shouldn't say never, but like Joe Hayden was their best corner for a lot of years, and Joe at that point in his career, towards the end of his career, should not have been anybody's best corner.
Yeah, Joe's been retired for like 2 years.
And the guys they have are still not as good as Joe was when his last season of the NFL.
Well, they just drafted Joey Porter Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Minka's still there,
mm-hmm.
right?
Minka
makes the secondary. I mean, he gets everyone lined up.
Yeah, you got to actually have good corners, though. Porter has a chance. I do think Joey Porter Jr. has a chance. I will say that. I think he was talked about a little bit more last year because his dad was Joey Porter and his dad was a Steelers legend. I don't think he was good as the press clippings, but yeah. I'll give you Minka Fitzpatrick, by the way. But offensively, the whole thing is built on can George Pickens, who is inconsistent and, as far as I can tell, a wackadoo. If George Pickens can make Russell Wilson or Justin Fields look like Steve Young. Najee Harris is nice. Jalen Ward, they've got a bunch of nice players. Like Freiermuth, in my head, I think that dude's going to be a star.
Look at his numbers. I've always thought that.
You look at his numbers, though. Yeah. Pretty pedestrian. They're not what David Njoku was when we were talking about David Njoku wasn't doing well enough as a former first-round pick. So this is not about the Steelers. This is just a little tangent there. But I think it's interesting. The Athletic still has, before the draft, the Browns roster on paper as the third best roster in the AFC North. And I think that's wild. Because here's the thing. If you wanted to say 1A, 1B, 1C, I'd actually be okay with it. But they've got the Ravens ranked third. They've got the Bengals ranked 10th. And they've got the Browns ranked 14th. On paper, the Bengals roster has more holes on one side of the ball than I think the Browns do on their entire roster. The offensive line is still booty cheeks. The D-line is, I don't think the D-line's going to be what it has been the last couple years. Linebacker, it's okay. And then the corner room is going to be problematic in Cincinnati. Like, I think it's going to be all Joe Burrow to me in Cincinnati if they win this year.
I still feel like, though, when you look at a roster, you probably put, 60 to 70% on the quarterback, no?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Maybe. I mean, with Joe, yes. With Joe, you put 70% on. But I...
What about Deshaun Watson?
Well, I mean, they're kind of the same.
What about Lamar Jackson? Maybe 80% with Lamar Jackson.
You know, I don't know. They had an elite defense last year. And a fair amount of those guys have left. Like, Jadavian was their best pass rusher last year. He's in Carolina now. And, well, okay, numbers-wise, I think Madubuike had more sacks. But, like... It's him now. He's the guy.
He is him?
Yeah, they've been, ironically, the Browns have and Ravens have kind of been doing the same thing defensively, which is they've been piecemealing the defensive production on a lot of one-year deals. And the difference is the Browns brought their guys back. The Ravens have lost. They lost Patrick Queen. They lost Jadeveon Clowney. There's somebody else that they lost off the top of my head that I can't think of. So, like, I guess my greater point is I don't think there are eight teams in the AFC because that overall, there are eight teams ahead of them, including the Jets, the Chiefs, the Bills. I don't think there are seven teams because the Browns have the eighth best roster in the AFC according to these pre-draft rankings. I don't think there are seven teams with better rosters in the AFC. I don't.
I guess we'll have to wait and see, but I still stand by the fact that for the Browns to have a top 10 roster in the league, it's Deshaun, to me.
Well, but I think, so here's the thing. They have the opposite problem that every other roster ahead of them has. The only thing that, I mean, with Josh Allen, we can agree, like, this is the worst roster Buffalo has had under Josh Allen in 5 years now?
Probably, and they got rid of one of their best players in Diggs.
Yeah, well, and Tre'Davious White, and I know Tre'Davious has been healthy, but when Tre'Davious is healthy, he's a shutdown corner. He is an elite-level corner, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Didn't they get rid... They got rid of one of their safeties, too, right?
Both their safeties. Poyer and Hyde.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, the only reason you can sell me Buffalo has a better roster is Josh Allen. And here's the thing. I might feel different about this. Like, I actually think I'd probably be all on board with this as a fair ranking if the Browns didn't just win 11 games with a backup quarterback. And actually, that's not fair because Deshaun was on the field for 5 games this year, so he was part of those 11 wins. But the whole point is you're not supposed to win games unless you have a franchise quarterback. You're not supposed to be a consistent playoff team. In a season with 5 starting quarterbacks, they won 11 games, and if they didn't have the NFL's dumbass seeding, they would have been the 3 seed in the AFC. So that's just with quarterbacks. Like, that's before you factor in. Oh, by the way, I actually think they got better at backup quarterback, although I know that's heresy because we all love Joe Flacco.
Flacco's great. They got a better quarterback, though.
216-474-0092. The Athletics pre-draft roster rankings has the Browns as 14. They say 7 teams in the AFC have better rosters on paper, including the Jets. Just want that one to sink in there. And the Bills. Just want that one to sink in there as well. Is 14 too high, too low, or just right for the Browns?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.